It is a beautiful day out here in Sacramento at the River Cats. I'm here with Connor Menez, a pitcher currently for the River Cats, Giants prospect since 2016, also a Hollister native. So for you, just how's it like being finally back on the West Coast?
Yeah, I mean, I love being back on the West Coast. Richmond over there has quite the humidity over there. So, I mean, I'm a fan of the dry heat, kind of like we talked about. I mean, it's good to be home, good to be close to family and friends and stuff like that. So, yeah, I really enjoy it out here.
And it is quite a switch from the AA leagues baseballs to PCL, and the balls have been flying out here. For you, how are you adjusting to the new kind of baseball that you're going to be seeing in the majors, and as well as the top-tier talent?
Definitely, you can definitely tell a big difference in the baseballs. They definitely go a lot farther, but honestly, I think it helps me to kind of buckle down, be a little smarter with my pitches, make sure I try to hit my spots a little bit, and because I know if I leave them up, especially with these like higher level hitters, these guys have been back and forth from the majors, so they know what they're doing a little bit. So yeah, it just helps me try to buckle down, try to hit my spots better, and yeah, I can definitely tell big difference so far.
Yeah, and we're seeing that also with the offense for the River Cats too. They're knocking it out at the park nonstop. Are you able to talk to them about how that works? Can you guys work with each other about how they can improve hitting the baseball out and how you can keep it in?
I haven't talked to them too much about it. It's definitely nice to know that, I mean, your offense is going to come through for you, and even if you do give up a couple runs, you know, like, all right, we got a pretty solid offense here that they'll be able to come back and give you some run support.
Yeah. Some of the guys you have played with, you've seen since San Jose days earlier than that. Aramis Garcia, we saw Ryan Howard here for a while. Sean Anderson is up in San Francisco. What's it been like growing with these players and seeing them progress with you?
It's fun, especially like, I mean, we've been buddies since like day one, and some of us got drafted together. It's just fun. It makes it more of like a more positive environment and a lot more comfortable playing with Aramis and Howard and, of course, my boy Sean Anderson. So it's just great. Like, I love being able to just feel more comfortable, especially throwing to Aramis, and he knows what pitches I like, and so we just kind of feed off of each other really well.
Must be nice, too, because Aramis has that big league experience, too, to bring it back to you. But tell me a little bit more about your friendship with Sean Anderson. I know you guys are real close.
Yeah, I mean, Sean's, like I said, Sean's my boy. He's like, when he first came over to San Jose from the trade from the Red Sox, we just like hit it off right away, and we just had a really good connection there and just became really good friends, and we always like would text each other the off season and see how we're doing, see how we're improving. And then it's really cool how, especially like we room together in like spring training, and it's cool how we just kind of feed off each other and help each other, like, hey, what pitch is working with what, and like we talk baseball like all the time and always like improving on like our flexibility or just whatever. So it's really fun that way.
That's nice. How's the roommate situation now? I mean, you moved up mid-season, so whose room did you take?
I'm actually just by myself at like a host family right
now.
Oh,
nice.
So it worked out really well. So it's nice. The family opened up a place for me to stay, and yeah, it worked out really well.
Good. I've heard some really fun stories about the roommate situation with the guys being brought up and down, and you know, you never know who you're going to be living with every so often. But being up here with this rotating door of players that are being brought up and sent back down, what can you get from the experience of just being around with all these transactions happening?
Honestly, it's pretty crazy how just like guys are just getting shuffled back and forth. You really just try to play your own game and just compete. And I mean, you can't control any of that. You just stick to your own game, pitch at a time, game at a time, and just see what happens with everything.
You know exactly the right thing to say as well. But going back to you, though, like I was saying, Hollister native, you went to San Benito High School, played the CCS Championship at San Jose Muni, where then you got to be a part of the San Jose Giants. What has that experience been for you growing up here in the Bay Area and now being part of this Giants organization?
Yeah, it was awesome, especially playing CCS in high school. I mean, it was just fun to play on like a really nice field there and really good competition in high school. And then coming back and playing there for like a year and a half, it's pretty special to me, especially having all the family and friends come and watch the game. So it just felt more of like a comfortable environment. So like I've been here before, and it's pretty cool to be able to see like, hey, I actually played here in high school and I actually made it here. So yeah, it was pretty cool.
It's so much fun, and I'm sure it is nice because your friends and family from Hollister, it's a quick trip up. What is it, 101, 85?
101, yep.
Yeah, exactly. And then more about you, though. You know, you're drafted in the 14th round in 2016. You went to the Masters College, which is not known to be, you know, a hotbed of Major League Baseball. But that's what I like. I followed you since San Jose and really just seen you grow. But what has your personal story been like? We just saw the draft happening and, you know, the top draft picks being signed, but there's a lot of guys that get these shots that work their way up. So my long question to you is basically, what has your personal journey been like working your way to where you are now?
Yeah, I mean, it's been good, but it's also been a big-time grind for me, especially, like, not getting a lot of looks out of high school. I was a super late bloomer coming out of high school, and so the Masters University was kind of, like, always in the back of my mind to go to. A lot of family have gone there. My aunt's gone there. My uncle gone there. My dad's gone there. And so I've always kind of had that in the back of my mind if I didn't kind of get to go to any other big schools. And so I love my time at Masters. Had a really good time there. And then being drafted by the Giants was just, like, honestly a dream come true.
Where were you when you got drafted?
I was actually in Florida. My parents actually just moved to Florida that year that I got drafted, and so I was in Florida with my parents when my name popped up on the screen and everything, and kind of everyone went crazy and all, so it was pretty cool.
It must be nice to be able to be with them, because they've seen you the longest of everyone. So does that mean that they're no longer in Hollister then? Do they have to take a plane to come see you now?
Yeah, they got to take a plane to come see me now, yeah.
Oh, man.
I know, they're all the way on the East Coast. So, but it worked out good when I was in Richmond. They come up, and they come up like two or three times, I want to say, this year, and last year too when they come up. So they liked when I was over there too. So they got a little bit of me.
That's
so
good. Yeah, that works out. Yeah. All right, just a few more questions. Just, you know, growing up here in the Bay Area, who were some of your favorite Giants growing up?
Some of the favorite Giants growing up, like, that was my team growing up. Collected, like, all the Giants baseball cards I could when I was little. I was a big-time Barry Bonds fan, just collected all his cards that I could. And then, of course, like, Madison Bumgarner, who was really kind of guy I looked up to and I kind of really liked growing up. So, yeah.
You were, what, probably, like, 14, 15 when the Giants won the World Series the first time?
Yes, I want to say so, yeah.
Yeah, high school. Yeah. Do you have any memories of, I guess, AT&T, because you were pretty young when Candlestick closed, or when they moved from Candlestick. So do you have any memories of going to the ballpark as a kid and watching Giants games?
Yeah, I remember for, I think it was my 12th or 13th birthday, my parents got me some box seats up in AT&T Park. I mean, Lincecum was pitching, and I think my parents got me, like, a Lincecum jersey or something like that. So I was, like, 12 or 13, and I came to AT&T Park and watched Lincecum shove that day. And so, and Barry Bonds was playing that day also, so it was pretty cool. That was probably, like, my favorite, probably AT&T Park moment.
Yeah. That's awesome. Well, I love that you're able to come back as a Giants fan and now the Giants organization up in Sacramento. And we'll see where you go from here. Connor Menez, thank you so much for your
thank
time.
Thank you. Appreciate it, Ali. Thank you.